You know, we've earned this opportunity that we have to play this game. Started out in San Francisco, probably didn't look like that, but we've been through a lot this season. We've done a good job of understanding who we are and how we have to play. And so this is the fun part now.
Seems to be a pretty resilient bunch, too. I mean, this is the final regular season game, and you've had more ups than downs, but the downs have been way down, and they've had to bounce back.
Yeah, and it's these guys are a resilient group. They're tough. You know, they're focused. They keep working hard. Finally, they kind of see, you know, there's a prize out there somewhere now that they have that opportunity to go get.
Is there a certain degree of an impressionable side to this team because it's a rather younger, it's kind of a younger team?
The one thing I like about these guys are they listen to what I say. Mm. And I hear them repeat these things as we continue to go on. So hopefully they're not impressioned with everything I do or say, but some of the stuff.
Last Monday, your press conference, you praised Brian Robinson for the way he's played specifically over the last month. What's the biggest difference with him this year compared to last year?
Manning back to pass, and he's sacked by Brian Robinson.
You know, I think he's always trying to do things right, but he's kind of just turning it loose now. He's not so worried about making a mistake here or there, and I think that's starting to show up in the last four or five ball games.
What are some keys to beating Green Bay tonight?
We're going to have to do a great job on third downs. We definitely are going to have to handle their defensive front a lot better than we did the last time. And we're going to have to handle the crowd, so it'll be fun for our guys to go out there and perform.
Let's go all the way back to last Sunday. There were several great plays in the win and in victory over the Giants. Let's begin with an outstanding pass from Teddy Bridgewater to Kyle Rudolph.
Bridgewater under center. Fire center, the field caught! Touchdown, Vikings!
The key to this is, number one, protection. Number two, getting the ball, getting a free safety move so Kyle can go. And we want to keep Kyle's route around the top of the number. So he did a nice job on that.
Is the safety supposed to be on the other side of Kyle?
No, he's playing. He should be playing on outside shoulder, just like he is right here.
Yep.
He'd probably be better off if he's on the top shoulder, but that's where you see the crease right here with the free safety's hips turned, and him on his outside shoulder. That's where the crease is, right about where that O is going to be on the field. So the safety can't get to it, and it's a great job by Teddy. You see his eyes and head to the left, pushing the safety, and he comes out and gets the ball up and down quickly. So can't put a lot of air on this one because the safety can get to it.
Big time throw by the quarterback who joins us shortly. Let's go to defense and Harrison Smith.
Harrison is really actually playing middle of the field, but we talked to him this last week about playing more over the backside hash so that he can come out. And Terrence gets a little outside break and an inside move, and they try to throw this seam ball, and Harrison just does a nice job of reading Eli Manning, stepping in front of it, making the play.
Looks the way of Randall, fires, intercepted at the 35-yard line. It's Harrison Smith, 15-10, touchdown!
It's a good interception, but the good part is the rest of these guys busting their rear ends to help their buddies out. But yeah. This spike is probably as bad as you're ever going to see.
What happened? It's our version of Deflategate. The ball lost its air.